Welcome into Practical Rambling Fathers, Father Brian.
And this is Father Tay.
And Father Tay has a musical intro for us.
Yes, I'm very excited.
And that was the musical intro we've been working on for 4 years since starting this podcast.
You can't rush creativity, okay?
You can't rush these things, apparently. So we're going on 4 years of not having a theme song, like every other podcast out there.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, he's constantly working on it. His genius just hit keys, so that's where we're at.
Did you hear it?
It was beautiful.
You missed it.
You missed it. If you didn't hear it.
He totally missed it.
He missed it. All right, today we're going to do the second meditation, the ends for which we were created, from Francis de Sales' intro to the Vowed Life. Last week we did it on creation, and now we're doing it on the end for which we were created. So we take a moment to get ourselves comfortable, maybe place our feet on the floor, or get in a comfortable, maybe even lying down without falling asleep. Fun feat, if you can do that. And as we there, we place ourselves in the presence of the Lord, before God, who's creating us at every moment of every day. And as we're there, we take note of our breath, closing our eyes. We breathe in and breathe out and breathe in and breathe out. And just focusing on our breathing. And we cast our cares, our stresses, our anxieties of the day to the Lord, who cares for us as we enter into this meditation, this time that He desires to be with us. And we ask the Holy Spirit to inspire our hearts. And as we enter our imaginations, we have our first consideration. God did not bring you into the world because He had any need of you, useless as you are, but solely that He might show forth His goodness to you, giving you His grace and glory. And to this end He gave you understanding, that you might know Him, memory, that you might think of Him, a will, that you might love Him, imagination, that you might realize His mercies, sight, that you might behold the marvels of His works, speech, that you might praise Him, and so on with all your other faculties. Faculties meaning all the other goods or things that you can do as human that other creatures can't do. All the abilities we have. So we're asked to have an awareness of us being useless to the Lord, but in His grace and glory gave us life and everything that we have. Our imagination, our memory, our understanding, His mercies, our ability to speak, our ability to walk and talk. Number two, being created and placed in the world for this intent, all contrary actions should be shunned and rejected, as also you should avoid as idle and superfluous whatever does not promote it. And lastly, consider how unhappy they are who do not think of all these things, who live as though they were created only to build and plant and to heap up riches and amuse themselves with trifles.
Let's move into the affections and the resolutions. The first affection. Humble yourself in that hitherto you also have little thought upon all this. Alas, my God, of what was I thinking when I did not think of thee? What did I remember when I forgot thee? What did I love when I loved thee not? Alas, when I ought to have been feeding on the truth, I was but filling myself with vanity and serving the world which was made to serve me. And it's important at this step to when it first coming to your mind, don't shy away from it, don't run away from it, just humbly acknowledge it. And bring it up to the light, bring it to God. Number two, abhor your past life. I renounce you of vain thoughts and useless cogitations, frivolous and hateful memories. I renounce all worthless friendships, all unprofitable efforts, and miserably ungrateful self-indulgence, all pitiful compliances. In order for us to be free, the first step is to renounce all these things and to hand them over to the Lord. To ask God for the grace and courage to do so. Number three, turn to God. You, my God and Savior, shall henceforth be the sole object of my thoughts. Nor more will I give my mind to ideas which are displeasing to you. All the days of my life I will dwell upon the greatness of your goodness, so lovingly poured out upon me. You shall be henceforth the delight of my heart, the resting place of all my affections. From this time forth, I will forsake and abhor the vain pleasures and amusements, the empty pursuits which have absorbed my time, the unprofitable ties which have bound my heart, I will loosen henceforth, and to that end I will use such and such remedies.
And in conclusion, we thank God who has made you for such gracious end. Thou hast made me, O Lord, for thyself, that I may eternally enjoy the immensity of thy glory. When shall I be worthy, therefore? When shall I know how to bless thee as I ought? Thank the Lord for creating us to be with him for all eternity, to live this world for him, into the next. And we offer, dearest Lord, I offer these my affections and resolutions with my whole heart and soul. Pray, I entreat thee, O God, that thou wouldst accept my desires and longings and give thy blessing to my soul, to enable me to fulfill them through thy merits of thy dear son's precious blood shed upon the cross for me.
And we pray together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And if you want to, you can gather a little bouquet. Spiritual bouquet is what we call it. So we take all of those graces that the Lord has given us and that we've come to have, and we place that in front of the Lord as a spiritual bouquet of all the different graces and gifts that the Lord has given us during all this time. Yeah, you are dying. That's really loud on the noise. All right, as you're going, whenever you feel called to leave prayer, you can come back and join us in the room. Open your eyes. All right, now we're going to share graces. Who wants to go first?
Sure, I can go. One of the beautiful graces that I got was kind of confronting the fear, especially whenever we hear the words, right? That especially someone who struggles with perfectionism, whenever we hear that you know, that we're not needed, right? But God is using us for His greater glory. It's very easy to feel kind of swept away. But as we're going through the meditation, you know, I was asking the Lord, like, why do I feel this way, right? What is the underlying lie that's been built into my heart, right? And so I really like the second step. You know, the following statement was being created and placed in this world for intent, right? And how, like, if I don't have God, my life wouldn't be as fulfilling as it is now. And that all these fears that I have, or this slight kind of triggered reactions, they're not of God. And so I love the part where it says, you know, renounce all those things, right? All those vain thoughts, frivolous and hateful memories, right? And then ask God to come in and to be, I love the words of just my resting place, right? You shall be the delight of my heart and the resting place of all my affections. That's awesome. So I found a lot of solace, a consolation there.
Yeah, I always love it when the Lord, when the reality of the Lord has no need of us and we're useless. Feel that a lot. As a priest, for sure, you know, especially in hearing confessions of people, like, it's been 30 years or it's been 20 years, and I didn't do anything to inspire them to come back to the sacrament and celebrate the forgiveness of their sins. That was all the work of the Holy Spirit. That was all the work of the Lord.
Amen.
It could have been something I said at some point, but I don't convert hearts. The Holy Spirit does, so...
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, He doesn't have any need of me. He wants me, and He uses me, and He loves to dote His goodness on me, and His grace on me, and His glory on me, but I have no... Yeah, I'm worthless to Him, which is so great and freeing, because He can use me however He wants then. And it takes a lot of stress off of me, because it's His work, and I'm just part of it. And then I also, I consider on how happy they are who do not think of this, all those who do not know God. And think of one conversation on an airplane at some point. And the guy was really excited about a promotion that he had, and he was loving it. And he goes, "What do you do?" "I'm a priest." That got awkward really quickly. And I said, "Yeah, you know, I'm around trying to sell eternal life to people that want it and choose it and want to live differently." And he goes, "Oh, that's interesting. Like, I just got this huge promotion, blah, 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 blah." Turns out, it's like his wife's leaving him with the kids. Turns out his home life is a complete train wreck. And all this guy was focusing on was his career and his career building. And... like, he was like, "This is great," and then he quickly realized, but that's not the ultimate meaning. That's not what I'm created for. And he's trying to build up all of these different ways of saying, look at me, building up a heap of riches, and amusing himself with trifles that don't really matter, and super unhappy. When we got talking and through that talk, and we were able to pray afterwards and ask the Lord into his life. But yeah, it's just, I definitely encounter that quite a bit. Just knowing ups and downs of different individuals' lives. So, cool. What else?
Amen.
I renounce all worthless friendships, all unprofitable efforts, misery, ungrateful, and self-indulgence, and pitiful compliances.
That was powerful.
Love it.
Yeah.
And useless contagions.
Yeah, because it really makes us humble in saying, how many of these things do we just accumulate? And that's not been very helpful or life-giving, right? That kind of stripping away of oneself. And in the end, what does God offer for all that in place of that? Freedom. Complete freedom to be like, yeah, I can make a mistake. Yeah, people can think of me like this, but guess what matters? I have eternal life in God. If I stay faithful to Him, that's more important than anything else. things will come and go, but God remains the same. God remains the same for us. Some days I just say, Lord, that's all I'm hanging on. It's that fact right there. If I'm faithful to you, you'll give me grant me the life eternal.
That's right. An abundant life here. Though it doesn't always feel abundant.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Cool.
You got anything else?
No. That's a powerful meditation, for sure.
Good. Okay. Here's what Father Tay's come up with our conclusion jingle. That was amazing.
Thanks, bro. I worked hard. I worked hard.
Wow. That was the power of silence right there. Boom.
There's plenty more.
Plenty more where that came from. That sounds amazing. Can't wait for our next meditation.
Die.
All right.
Medic.
Peace out.
See you guys later.
Stay holy, my friends.